Every day I say prayers for him. Every day I see him like he's just gone on a journey and will be coming back. Then you'll realize, oh no, God, he's gone for good. In the middle of the night, I was on a night shift because I'm a staff nurse, and I was doing some observation, and then this phone rang in the office. Somebody called me, say, your son is on the phone, and they never phoned me. So I was really shaking them, but when I phoned them back, I couldn't get anyone. So I looked at my mobile phone. I have about more than 200 calls. Luckily, I saw a missed call from his girlfriend, and this is when she said, oh, there has been an incident. This guy has been shot. It was like I was crumbling down. They came, picked me up, and drove to Birmingham. I will never forget that day. The hospital, Saturday, I was 10 hours operation. We didn't see him until the next day when they got him from the theater, and it was devastating. Sorry.
It's okay, take your time. You have no idea why anyone wouldn't want to come forward.
I've got no idea. I've got no idea why people who were there, they call themselves his friend, none of them want to speak to the police. And there are people who saw what happened.